第五十期。第一节，听下面五段对话，每段对话后有一个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项。听完每段对话后，你都有十秒钟的时间来回答有关小题和阅读下一小题。每段对话仅读一遍。例如，现在你有五秒钟的时间看试卷上的例题。你将听到以下内容。
Excuse me, can you tell me how much the shirt is?
Yes, it's 9:15.
你将有五秒钟的时间将正确答案标在试卷上。衬衫的价格为9磅15便士，所以你选择 C 项，并将其标在试卷上。现在，你有五秒钟的时间阅读第一小题的有关内容。
Black Books, can I help you?
Hello, do you shut at 6:30 tonight, or is it later on Wednesdays?
We're open until 9 tonight because there is a special talk at 8 by John Franklin, the travel writer.
Welcome to our hotel, madam. May I ask how you found out about us? Was it through our recent ad on TV or in the newspaper?
Actually, I found this place while using the internet.
Okay. Have a good time, and I'll see you at 10:30.
10:30 is too early. The film finishes at 10:15, and I need at least half an hour to get back.
Well, all right, but you must be back before 11. Susan, will you be able to pick the kids up after their soccer practice today?
Yes, that won't be a problem. We've got no patients this afternoon, so Dr. Jones says I can leave early today.
That's good. I just found that I have to meet a customer.
How shall we travel today?
The airport is closed and all main roads are too dangerous to use because of last night's heavy snowstorm. But the trains are still working.
Then I guess we have no choice.
第一节到此结束。第二节，听下面五段对话或独白，每段对话或独白后有几个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项。听每段对话或独白前，你将有时间阅读各个小题，每小题五秒钟。听完后，各小题将给出五秒钟的作答时间。每段对话或独白读两遍。听下面一段对话，回答第六和第七两个小题。现在你有十秒钟的时间阅读这两个小题。
Okay, madam. Here are your shirts and jeans. Thanks for shopping at our store. Would you like to fill out a form over there at the service desk? Then you'll become a member of the store, and you'll receive a pretty gift.
I would, but the problem is that I need to pick up my son from school right away. I see there's a line at the service desk and I don't have time to wait.
That's okay. You can also fill out the form online. Then we'll mail the gift to you.
Oh, thanks a lot.
You're welcome. Okay, madam. Here are your shirts and jeans. Thanks for shopping at our store. Would you like to fill out a form over there at the service desk? Then you'll become a member of the store, and you'll receive a pretty gift.
I would, but the problem is that I need to pick up my son from school right away. I see there's a line at the service desk, and I don't have time to wait.
That's okay. You can also fill out the form online. Then we'll mail the gift to you.
Oh, thanks a lot.
You're welcome. You look very tired these days. How is your new job going, Mary?
The pay is not bad, and my new workmates are friendly to me, but I'm still not used to working at night.
Work at night? That's terrible.
Yeah, and I never sleep an entire 8 hours a day while working at night. Every time I return from work in the morning, I feel sick. What's worse, when I go to bed, I just lie sleepless.
Oh, Mary, it really does harm to your health. Why not try finding another job if you can't really make it?
I know, but I need the money to support my family.
You look very tired these days. How is your new job going, Mary?
The pay is not bad, and my new workmates are friendly to me, but I'm still not used to working at night.
Work at night? That's terrible.
Yeah. And I never sleep an entire 8 hours a day while working at night. Every time I return from work in the morning, I feel sick. What's worse, when I go to bed, I just lie sleepless.
Oh, Mary, it really does harm to your health. Why not try finding another job if you can't really make it?
I know, but I need the money to support my family. Sir, I'm afraid we need to do some additional check.
What? But I've taken my keys and cell phone out of my pockets.
Relax, sir. I'm going to open your carry-on bag.
Okay.
Let's see now. Bottle of water, a pocket knife. They are not allowed.
Ah, I just bought the water before I got in. It's not dangerous at all. And the knife is a special knife given to me by my grandfather. I only use it to peel fruit.
Sir, but you can't take them on the plane. Didn't you read the sign back there?
Well, I started to read it, and I then got a little busy.
Busy? Sir, how many times have you flown on an airplane?
It has been a while. I think the last time I traveled by plane was in 2010.
Sorry, sir. Please come with me. I think I need to ask you a few questions. Sir, I'm afraid we need to do some additional check.
What? But I've taken my keys and cell phone out of my pockets.
Relax, sir. I'm going to open your carry-on bag.
Okay.
Let's see now. bottle of water, a pocket knife, they are not allowed.
Ah, I just bought the water before I got in. It's not dangerous at all. And the knife is a special knife given to me by my grandfather. I only use it to peel fruit.
Sir, but you can't take them on the plane. Didn't you read the sign back there?
Well, I started to read it, and I then got a little busy.
Busy? Sir, how many times have you flown on an airplane?
It has been a while. I think the last time I traveled by plane was in 2010.
Sorry, sir. Please come with me. I think I need to ask you a few questions. There's a lot of traffic here on Marie Street.
Yes, there are a lot of stores, office buildings, and theaters near here.
Oh, that's a beautiful theater on the corner. What do the signs say?
There's a new play there tonight. The building next to it is the Great Hotel.
Is that the post office across from this street?
No, that's the City Hall. The post office is on Mission Road. It's between the bus station and the Rich Hotel.
I see. Oh, what's the largest building on the left?
That's New World Store. They sell almost everything. Clothing, furniture, and food.
Shall we buy everything in this store? That will save us a lot of time.
I don't think so. Oh, there's a men's clothing store next to the bank building on the right. Let's buy a suit for our boy.
Great. He may need it in the coming interviews. There's a lot of traffic here on Marie Street.
Yes, there are a lot of stores, office buildings, and theaters near here.
Oh, that's a beautiful theater on the corner. What do the signs say?
There's a new play there tonight. The building next to it is the Great Hotel.
Is that the post office across from this street?
No, that's the City Hall. The post office is on Mission Road. It's between the bus station and the Rich Hotel.
I see. Oh, what's the largest building on the left?
That's New World Store. They sell almost everything. Clothing, furniture, and food.
Shall we buy everything in this store? That will save us a lot of time.
I don't think so. Oh, there's a men's clothing store next to the bank building on the right. Let's buy a suit for our boy.
Great. He may need it in the coming interviews. Kevin Durant, an excellent basketball player, has won many NBA championships. But it is not just his performance on the court that makes him special. It is also where he came from and what he had to overcome that make him so. Kevin grew up in Washington, D.C. He moved from apartment to apartment with his mother. At school, he was sometimes laughed at by his classmates because he was different. However, he always got a lot of love and support from his mother. She wrote a note that hung over Kevin's bed. Always believe that anything is possible. So when Kevin told his mother that he dreamed of being an NBA player, His mother did everything she could to help him. Kevin practiced very hard. For 6 years straight, he played basketball 8 hours a day. This was on top of his homework, said his mother. Now that Kevin has achieved so much success in sports, he has focused on giving back. He helps the homeless and poor children go to college. Kevin Durant, an excellent basketball player, has won many NBA championships. But it is not just his performance on the court that makes him special. It is also where he came from and what he had to overcome that make him so. Kevin grew up in Washington, D.C. He moved from apartment to apartment with his mother. At school, he was sometimes laughed at by his classmates because he was different. However, he always got a lot of love and support from his mother. She wrote a note that hung over Kevin's bed. Always believe that anything is possible. So, when Kevin told his mother that he dreamed of being an NBA player, his mother did everything she could to help him. Kevin practiced very hard. For 6 years straight, he played basketball 8 hours a day. This was on top of his homework, said his mother. Now that Kevin has achieved so much success in sports, he has focused on giving back. He helps the homeless and poor children go to college.
The 二节到此结束。